Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Adam Deusterhouse is here. Why do I keep letting you come on my show?
You invite me, Mary.
I know. Why do I keep doing it? Adam Deusterhouse is here. Someday I'm going to crack the man of mystery, the enigma. It's like the enigma code with Adam Deusterhouse. He's here to talk primarily about the United Way of Adams County. But before we get to that, I want to say congratulations on running the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington.
Washington,
and finishing
D.C.
with a good time.
It was okay. It was my worst marathon. It was 4 hours, 10 minutes.
But you finished.
But I finished. And if you didn't hear, I mentioned before we went on air, but it was a torrential downpour that
day. Did that hinder your ability?
Actually, no. It was a hot day. It was in the 70s, which is, you know, typically bad for a marathon, but the rain helped. The rain kept the...
Kept the coolness. Did it make the streets slippery? Do you feel like
you
lost?
There were no puddles. There were just ponds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why do you attribute, your poor for you, great for 99.999% of people who couldn't even walk a marathon?
The reason I say it was my worst time,
right.
But probably time as in like on the clock, but
right.
Best time as far as like experience goes.
Sure.
Because you get to run by all the memorials and Washington Monument and Capitol. Couldn't really see the Capitol because it was raining so hard, but it was still fun. I GoPro'd a lot of it, so I've got some footage. I'll show you that later. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a good time. I did Chicago 2 weeks before that, so I kind of used D.C. as my vacation, so to speak.
I often go run a marathon in the middle of. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're very proud of you, and you got a chance to see our nation's capital.
Thank you, ma'am.
A chance to go inside the White House.
I got a White House tour,
where you were almost escorted out by Secret Service because you did something you're not supposed to do, but you didn't know.
Why are you?
I'm outing you.
Yes, you are. Look at you. I took some video in the White House. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. I got asked to not, and then I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they were really mad at you, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have my phone
you
anymore.
You wouldn't have your phone. So I think that they discourage it, but they
If anybody wants a video of the inside of the White House, I've got it. So.
He's got a lady that's got a candy cane striped outfit on it. Was she a big, important bigwig or just somebody on the tour?
Wait, what?
That lady in the photo with you.
What are you talking about?
When you're taking your selfie, there's a woman photobombing. Was that somebody
you're
with?
I don't know what
you're
talking about. No, that wasn't. No. No.
She looked like she was dressed like an elf, frankly.
And she would have been with me if she was dressed
like... I don't know. She
I don't know, Mary.
Maybe she was... She's probably going to be in the impeachment test. It's probably the whistleblower. You probably have footage of the whistleblower.
Oh, for
just
God's
like
sake.
Remember Monica Lewinsky's beret, you're too young.
No,
but
I remember
somebody
that.
Somebody had a picture of Monica Lewinsky... And they remembered
we're
her.
Getting, this is called off track,
This is
Mary.
Way off track
yes.
from what happens. But anyway, we're very glad you got to visit our nation's capital.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad that you're keeping yourself healthy because now we're in the home stretch and we need a healthy Adam Deusterhouse to make our United Way of Adams County campaign
goal.
We
need a lot of things. We need the community support.
We need a lot of things. We do. We need a lot of things. We need to find out the identity of the woman in the candy cane shirt. Mm. We need to find a lot of things. But we're more than 50% there.
We just announced, the wig. Thank you to the Quincy Herald wig for announcing that. We've got some great support over there. We announced that we're over 50%. We'll announce again when we're 75, and then, of course, hitting the goal or exceeding the goal. But, we're getting into December's the final month. We'll report our findings at our annual meeting in February. But this is really, crunch time. Presentations are done. Employer campaigns have either been conducted or they're wrapping up. People have decided whether they're going to donate or not. They've seen the pledge cards come across their desk. And what we're hoping is that for the people that have donated so far, to say thank you to them, of course, but to the people that have not yet heard our message or not yet had their opportunity to give to our annual campaign, please at least consider it.
Right.
It really does take everybody. Mary, you know this as well as anybody. It does take an entire community. It takes a village, so to speak, not to be too cliche here, but it takes everybody doing their part, stepping up, doing what they can, where they can, and how they can, whether that be an individual check, payroll through your employer, just doing what you can to contribute to the pool of money that we collect through the community through this annual campaign. And when we do that, when we get everybody together, when we get as many hands in the pot as we can, it doesn't leave any one or two or three people to do everything, because I don't think in a community this size that one person can do everything. Right. But I do think that all of us can do something, and that's what this annual campaign is really about. All of us doing something for the community, bettering the community from the bottom up through our annual campaign. It does a lot of good. A lot of it, 99%, stays here locally. It funds agencies that without our help would either lack funding, have to cut programs. They've literally said that we wouldn't know what we would do if not for your funding. They would have to fundraise themselves. A lot of them are busy doing the services for the community that they
don't
can't
have a professional fundraising staff. It costs money to raise money.
Absolutely.
And small not-for-profits cannot spend their valuable resources trying to raise money.
Yeah, so we are the fundraising arm
for the umbrella.
For a lot
that's
of them.
What the United Way is so great at.
We're the largest source of local funding for many of these agencies. Some of them have a big platform and a lot of visibility. Some of them don't, but they all contribute to the betterment of the community through the three areas that we believe in: health, education, and financial stability. They're the pillars for a better foundation quality of life. So please give to us whatever amount you're comfortable with. Giving is a very personal decision. I know that. You know that. We all have a myriad of causes and concerns that we give to, but I really do think that this is the one pledge card, the one chance to make a difference for nearly half the county's population and for all of it to almost all of it to stay local. It's just a no-brainer, you know. So please, if you're hearing this message for the first time, please at least consider giving to United Way. For those that have already, we cannot thank you enough. This campaign and this community is only possible with your help and generosity. So thank you.
Well, the logo is Make Here Happen. And, of course, here is right here. And you can go on a lot of crowdsourcing funds and help some kid, you know, get a pet turtle in Nebraska. But when you give money right here, it helps children and adults here, the annual campaign in the United Way. And if you are just hearing this message for the first time and no one has approached you at your workplace or anywhere else to give, you can write that check out and mail it to 936 Broadway, Suite F, the United Way of Adams County. They'd love to get that. Wouldn't that be a wonderful Thanksgiving? Holiday Cheers fundraiser. I heard a secondhand report that it was a absolute madhouse, one of the best events this person had ever been to.
Oh, good.
And they can't wait for next year, hopefully.
I can't wait.
County Market
year.
Will invite the United Way back to be part of this. How did that go last Friday?
Really well. Really great.
Yeah.
It was, you're right, this,
it
this
was
person.
Jam-packed
it was
jam-packed with the ambiance.
Yeah, it was, if anybody isn't familiar with it, so County Market, Neiman Foods, puts this on for us. It's a beer and wine tasting, okay? There's a number of them out there, but the advantage that we have is we're the beneficiaries of this. So tickets were $10, and with that, you got to sample over 50 beers and over 100 wines. Now, whether or not people did that, I don't know, but you had the chance to, okay?
I don't think there was any person there who got to all 50 beers.
Let's hope not.
And all 100 wines.
Let's hope not. And if they did, I hope they're still with us. So, yeah, it was a great time, and we really do appreciate the community turning out that night. It was wonderful to see the support, and I saw a lot of people that are donors and supporters of ours. Board members were there. Friends and family were there. So to those that attended, thank you so much for you know, attending an event like that that helped us. And for County Market, if anybody's listening, you know, thank you for your support.
Yeah.
It's helped us immensely, you know. It's a great fundraiser.
It's got a dual purpose, too. Of course, County Market wants to give back to the community, but it also helps people that went because you could say, I like that, I want to order that. You know, you could then get that bottle of wine. Thing about wine is, and spirits, I don't like to buy a bottle of wine unless I've tasted it. I don't want to just pig in a poke. I don't want to put that out and serve that and then have that not be something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And so this is a great way for folks to say, you know, with the holidays coming up, I'll support the United Way and I'll pick out, you know, five or six wines that I want to serve over the holidays.
It's fun to see the different labels. Some of these companies get really clever with their label. Fismus was one of them. It had a bite to it, so some of them I can't say.
No, I'm sure you can't.
But it was a great time. Thank you so much to County Market and Neiman Foods for helping support us. And to those of you that were in attendance, I hope that you had a great time, and we're looking forward to next year.
Okay. So maybe next year I can make it. I went to Handel's Messiah on Friday night, the entire Messiah.
Oh, my.
And my husband, who is quite the cultured hillbilly, at the end of it said, what? No Rudolph? What kind of Christmas concert was this? So we have to work on on bringing him up to speed with the classics. So he would have probably been happier at Holiday Cheers with the United Way. Next year we'll split our time. How's
there
that?
You,
you can babysit him. Good News of Christmas. Chrissy
yes.
Harold Wiig's been doing this for years. How's the United Way involved with this? Is this you help provide them with families? I thought the Salvation Army did that.
Well, this is so Good News of Christmas. It's like it's where they sponsor a family,
right?
And these sponsors help pay for gifts. The exact amount is, I think, around $400 or $500. But you
know, they may need a bed. They, I mean,
exactly.
It's,
that's
toys.
Like,
it's like they might need, you know, cooking utensils. They may need a bed. They may need clothing for a family.
I was able to make the distribution day where the families actually come with flatbed trailers and trucks at the mall last year. That was my first time ever making it. United Way has been involved since 2003. They help coordinate some of the cases and do some of the clerical administration work. So the Harold Wiig's been great to get this program and keep it running for the past, this is 31 years now.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be part of it. But like I was saying, I was able to make one of those distribution days, and I interviewed some of the mothers, single mothers. One had a mom pass away, and she couldn't barely cover the funeral expenses, let alone, you know, Christmas for her, I think, three kids. Another lady said that she was, you know, months prior, rock bottom, and she couldn't even fathom paying for Christmas that year. And what we did with that program with Good News of Christmas was we really helped them out with that. So it was, brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
We've got a video of it on our United Way Facebook page. Definitely check that out. But just to just know what the reason for the season is, and not just to buy stuff for yourself, but to give. You know, I really think that giving is the reason for the season, and that just really put things in perspective. So for anybody who's wanting more information on Good News, please check them out on Facebook. You can always call United Way office and see how you can get involved. And
so United Way helps vet the families to make sure that they're legitimate,
yeah,
that the needs are legitimate, and also that, again, it is more than just a toy drive for Santa Claus to come to the house. This is really, you mentioned financial literacy. You're trying to get them trying to get them back on their feet so they can sustain themselves. You're trying to get children so that they can learn properly at school by having a bed to sleep in at night. Some very basic things are happening with Good News. And
I saw a lot of bed frames,
yeah,
go out, some furniture items, clothes, of course, but it wasn't just, you know, you think a bike is a toy. Well, a bike is freedom to a kid, you know, a nice shiny thing with tassels, and it fits them properly and it's safe, you know, like that.
And they can also get themselves back and forth to school.
Yes,
you
yes,
know,
there's that
if,
too.
If
so,
necessary. So,
you know,
yeah,
but this
that's great.
It's a great program. We really do thank the Harold Wiig for having this continue for the past, this is 31 years for it now, and like I said, United Way has been part of it since 2003, so we're happy to be part of it. If anybody out there is interested in supporting the Good News of Christmas program, YP, which stands for Young Professionals. Mary, I know you're a young professional, right?
Yeah, I'm just right over the age
yeah,
just maxed out last year.
But they are having their Jingle Mingle to help support Good News of Christmas family. They've got a family that they sponsor, and this Jingle Mingle fundraiser is happening Thursday, December 5th at Dick's Brothers Brewery. They're on 929 York Street. It's from noon to 1 p.m., and the entire community is welcome, Mary. Okay, so you joke that you're not a young professional, but you are invited. You are invited, and it's $15 per person, and all funds raised from this go to sponsor that Good News of Christmas
I'll
family.
I'll be the cougar in the corner. The Jingle Mingle.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Yes. Where was Jingle Mingle when I was single? I didn't know about Jingle Mingle when I was single.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. Thursday, December 5th, I will be unable to attend. I'll be at a Mary Weems Barton Library Foundation meeting.
You're a busy
December
lady.
5th, I have, right now, if I went to everything that happened on December 5th, I could go to 10 different things. Just
the
words
season.
The wise. Next year, whatever the first Thursday is in December, don't have everything on
right?
that day, okay?
Yeah, tis the season.
So Jingle Mingle to help that out. December 5th at Dick Brothers from noon to 1. And, of course, the United Way campaign is wrapping up. But that doesn't mean that if you weren't asked, so say, well, they didn't ask me, I'll wait till next year. No, we need you for this year very badly. We are going to take a break. We're going to talk about Tropical Smoothie. They have a pumpkin pie smoothie, at least they did the last time I was there. that is so good it tastes like liquid pumpkin pie. You could have that tomorrow and help the United Way. And Lord knows, anytime I can eat food or drink something and help the United Way, I'm all about it, because that's the kind of the caring person I am. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Here we are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD, the Mary Griffith Show, brought to you by Hilbien Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hilbien. Restaurant days are starting to wind down. We still have a few left for United Way. Tomorrow, it's Tropical Cafe at 3430 Broadway. And they have these tropical smoothies. And like this one tastes like liquid pumpkin pie. I mean, it's like drinking a pumpkin pie.
Ooh.
Ooh. So if you go there for lunch or dinner, is it all
they,
times
you know
of
what?
The day?
They have breakfast and lunch. Their hours are – they open it real early. Like
they open early in the morning.
Or 8 a.m.
Yeah,
and then
you
I
get
think
a breakfast
they're open
one.
Till 8 or 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Just Google it. Just check their website. But we really do want to thank all the participating restaurants. We've got – with Tropical Smoothie Cafe tomorrow, we've got three left, and that means that we've gone through 16 so far. We had 19 participating restaurants. Started on August 7th, and it'll go through – 2 weeks from now, December 11th. So,
and you still have Crazy Cakes on December 4th, which is great because if you're going to be picking up things for a party you're going to that weekend, you know, the proceeds go to United Way. And then Dunbelly's Pot Pie, 1211. So that's another great restaurant. And thanks to these restaurants, because it helps drive a little bit more business through their doors, gives them some top of mind, but it also is a way for them to give back and say kind of thank you to United Way patrons, because we love United Way patrons.
We had a restaurant this past year. I'll go ahead and say Bailey's. I'm a big fan of Bailey's. If they're listening, John and Amy Graw over there. Hi, guys. But they really did this was their first year participating. I think they took ownership of that building around this time last year. It was like October. And they were like, yeah, we'll participate. And I was like, yeah, thank you. And I went in the next morning, the Thursday, and said, how'd it go? And they said, we were slammed. And I was like, yes, you know, not only because it looks like I did my job, but I was grateful that, you know, they got some good exposure. A local owner restaurant got some good exposure. They were able to generate some buzz. We were able to get some proceeds from them. It's just a win-win.
So other small businesses, other smaller restaurants, there's really no limit. I mean, you'd start it earlier or extend it later if more restaurants wanted to join, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had to actually, funny you said, it typically ends before Thanksgiving. We had so much response this past year that we had to extend it into December. And if we went any later, it would have been the week before Christmas,
right.
And that gets busy, too. So, again, we just think the participating restaurants, too many to name here. They're all on our website. Check that out, UnitedWayAdamsCo.org. But like you said, Mary, Tropical Smoothie Cafe tomorrow, November 27th. Next Wednesday is Crazy Cakes Cafe, located in beautiful downtown Quincy. And then Dunbelly's out there on East Broadway is the following Wednesday. And that wraps it up. And as you guys all well know, a portion of sales that day goes back to Adams County through United Way. These restaurants, we really do thank them for participating. They don't have to. They don't have to give us a portion of sales, but they do. We give them a little bit of promotion. We want to thank WGM for being our media sponsor this year. They've been great to us. But a little bit of exposure, a little bit of relevance, and then in return we get a little bit of help from them so that we can help the people that we serve every day through our annual campaign.
Okay. So tomorrow when you go to Tropical Smoothie Cafe at 3430 Broadway, tell them that you heard about it on the Mary Griffith Show, and you know it's United Way Wednesday, and you want to make sure a portion of your proceeds go there. And I think I will have a tropical smoothie tomorrow.
If they mention that they heard it on Mary Griffith, does that mean that you buy them a
smoothie?
No,
I'm not buying them
a
smoothie.
You heard it here, folks.
You just tell them that you heard it here so that they'll know that we were saying nice things about them. I got to get to Bailey's, too. I got to buy some stuff.
Oh, they're so great.
They really are. That is a dangerous place. Some places are very dangerous to go into. Very dangerous.
Tasty?
So now that, before I let you go, we're wrapping up, we started with your marathon. You're not in training for anything, right? So you're just eating pie. I mean, like, so what's a typical Thanksgiving meal for Adam Doosterhouse? Like,
a typical meal?
Like, I mean, are you like El Pig out completely?
Oh, yeah. I'm not picky at all. I like to sample a little bit of everything. But I've always been fortunate. We get to stay here in Quincy. Some people, they got to travel 50-100 miles. I traveled three the whole day, because I stay here in town, and my aunt and uncles, they host both dinner and lunch and dinner. So
what's a typical side dish?
Oh,
the Doosterhouse family.
Sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole.
Do you ever do Brussels sprouts?
I do like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
They gotta be like olive oil with the pepper on them. Baked in the oven,
What about a little bacon?
A little bit of bacon on it. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I'm more of a ham guy than a turkey. Turkey is
okay.
Just so dried out. I do like the ham stuffing. Stuffing with like extra celery.
You say stuffing, not dressing.
I say stuffing.
You want ham, but you want stuffing.
Yeah.
And you want the extra celery stuffing.
Yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
The favorite pies?
Oh.
Do you limit?
Too many. No. My mom makes a killer coconut cream. I like an apple, but I'm kind of picky. It's got to have, like, the real slices of apple in there.
From a can, in other words.
No. Pumpkin's okay. I got to have more Cool Whip than actual pumpkin pie,
So you want a Cool Whip pie with a little dollop of pumpkin
A little bit of pumpkin in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Cherry's good. It's all good, Mary. It's all good. Yeah.
Well, you would fit in fine at our family feast because we're having all of those things.
Wow.
But I put a little bacon grease in my Brussels sprouts just to give it a little
Well, twist my arm.
Okay. Adam Doosterhouse, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mary.
Congratulations on making the halfway point for the United Way campaign. Remember,
there's more
folks,
to do.
We've got to make that goal. There are so many people in our county. 36,000 people are impacted every day by the United Way. Those 36,000 people are counting on you to make here happen. So if you haven't made your contribution yet, write that check out, send it to the United Way of Adams County, 936 Broadway, Suite F. You can also actually give by texting.
That's right, yeah. Text GIVE, G-I-V-E, to 217-636-5212. That's G-I-V-E to 217-636-5212.
Okay. Speaking of giving, we're going to talk about a food pantry.
Yay.
And we're coming up on that, but first we have to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and see what's happening in our farm markets today. We'll be right back. It's 9:44. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, the Mary Griffith Show, powered by Hilbing Auto Body. It's deer season. Ugh. If it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. Then call me and I'll get the meat. The Open Hands Food Pantry is part of the Lutheran Church of St. John. I did not know this until a couple of years ago because they kind of keep it, they're very humble. They have like the second or third largest food pantry in Adams County. And frankly, we hear about Catholic Charities and Horizons and Salvation Army. They're all great things.
They are.
But, I mean, you guys are, like, bigger than some of those. And Steve Bartow is here, and he's a volunteer at the food pantry. And we're going to talk about Hy-Vee and the Lutheran Church of St. John teaming up to help feed the hungry and be part of the Festival of Lights. The Festival of Lights is this new light show. Is that thing going to open on time? Do you know anything about it? I've heard nothing.
I am not aware of that. I'm hoping it does because we're one of the first nights after it opens, so I'm assuming it will make it on time.
It will open. Listen, somebody from the Festival of Lights, get in touch with WTAD. We want to do a story on you. We want to promote you. And if you don't have all your displays up yet, we understand, because that is a huge undertaking. When they shut it down the last time, it's like they quit for a reason. So I'm hoping everything goes okay. So we need a Festival of Lights. I'm hoping it's happening. But you can come to the Festival of Lights on Monday night, December 2nd, because that's when all the volunteers from the Lutheran Church of St. John are going to be there to collect your food for their food pantry.
Yes, and Hy-Vee contacted me a few weeks ago and asked if we would want to partner with them regarding the Festival of Lights, and we were very excited about it as soon as we got that invitation. Basically, what's going to happen is Hy-Vee is doing a lot of the promotion. They have a Facebook page. They've shared it with all their members on Facebook. And we're going to do the legwork, the Lutheran Church of St. John. We're going to have volunteers there to collect the food as people bring those that evening. So we're going to have our van there. We're going to have a trailer there. We're going to be picking up that food to make sure we have enough vehicles to take it back to the pantry. So it will be used right here on the ground in Quincy, which is a great thing.
And it will probably be used almost immediately, because this time of year, the pantry shelves get very bare, don't they?
They do. And I actually had one volunteer this morning that volunteered to come in the next morning and to start sort through all the items that we received, because we have to check the dates, make sure they're good.
Yes, please don't send out of date. You know, I threw away a water chestnut can the other day. It was end dated 2009.
Okay.
So this means, I have to tell you this, I'm telling this on myself. That means that water chestnut can is 10 years old at least.
Right.
I got married 7 years ago. I moved that water chestnut can from my abode to my marital home. So at that time, it was already 3 years out of date. But for some reason, I thought, you know, I really like water chestnuts. Someday,
yeah,
I'm going to open this can. So please, folks, do not send items that are past due. They cannot use them, and they'll just have to pitch them.
Yeah.
But if you're going through your pantry and you see something that's close to being out of date, and you
perfect.
Don't think you're going to eat it, and it's going to be dead by December 25th, and you're like, realistically, am I going to eat this before Christmas? Then you can give it to the food pantry, and they'd love to have it.
And we'll probably turn it around within 3 weeks.
Right.
That's
you don't have
guess.
Anything to worry about keeping things on the
right.
shelf.
It goes but, pretty fast.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I said, really? And I looked at it, I said, should I keep this? Should I eat this? And I'm like, you have had this discussion with yourself probably 10 times. Throw this can of water chestnuts away. So I think I might have a mental issue when it comes to hoardy water chestnuts or something. I don't know. But the Festival of Lights, what time can we start going through?
The way I understand it, the event that night is from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
It's got to pretty much be dark. So.
Yes, so it'll have to be dark at 5 o'clock. And kind of the exciting thing is there's actually a discount that night for those that come. So if you're coming in a vehicle, I believe the admission is $12 per vehicle. We pull that up off the website. And if you have one either non-perishable canned food item or boxed item.
Like a macaroni and cheese.
Correct. Then you get $1 off of your admission per vehicle. And if you bring two, and if you bring more than two, that's even better. But if you bring two or more, you get $2 off of your admission that night to the Festival of Lights, which is going to be great. It'll benefit the people in the vehicles as a reduced cost, and it will benefit the pantry and those in the community that are in need. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Let's talk a little bit about the Lutheran Church of St. John Food Pantry. You recently named it the Open Hands Food Pantry. You sent me a wonderful thing about the history. The second or third largest food pantry in Adams County, serving up to 1,500 food insecure people each month. You guys have done this and really have kept very a quiet, low profile. I mean, I know that that's part of the Christian way, that we're supposed to be humble, but gee whiz,
and
you better not be so humble. We don't know you exist. We're happy. So, I mean, talk about how your food pantry works. How do you make sure that people aren't just surfing from pantry to pantry to pantry, scamming the system?
Oh, it's,
you know. I love people who think that people would actually stand in line for arduous period of time to try to get a free box of macaroni and cheese. I mean, you know, most people who go to a food pantry really need the food pantry. In fact,
and
the hardest thing is to get to the food pantry if you don't have a car.
And as I spend more time there, you talk to the people. And what we try to do at our food pantry, we don't want it to feel like a food pantry. So we do a lot of things there, like our Family Life Center, which is, it's like a gymnasium, but it's a large
beautiful
area.
Church, yeah.
So they don't have to sit outside when they're waiting in line to go. We actually have tables set up. We typically have a pot of coffee going, some refreshments, things like that, area the kids can run around. And another thing that I like to do, which is kind of a new thing, I have a guitar, and I like to play one or two songs when we open the pantry prior to opening, just to kind of lighten the atmosphere, and it makes it a lot of fun.
And you have more of a shopping experience, too. My brother worked for the Methodist Church in Dallas, Texas for a while, and one thing that he always prided their food pantry on was they tried to have more of a shopping experience.
It is.
For their families, because anybody is grateful for anything they're given. But when you hand somebody a bag of pre-selected food, and if that's all you have, great, because if that's all you have, they're grateful to get it. But if they can go and maybe pick out the cereal that their kids like, or if they can go and maybe pick out a different brand name or something that they know they prefer, it is nice to be able to do a shopping. It's part of the dignity of choice.
And how our pantry works, if you see in the history, it used to be we had a small room and we handed out a bag of groceries when people were in need. But this was back in the 90s. And since then, we've expanded, and we've got it where we've got sections you get to go through. And I didn't mention yet, but we've got really good volunteers. And the volunteers are very personable, reach out, and they also make the people, you know, feel very important, loved. And it's a great experience. But the choice is a really big opportunity for people. We usually have three or four choices in each section they go through. Like, they'll go through the refrigerator section, they have three or four choices. Then fruit, miscellaneous, pasta, baking items. But it's not just here's a bag of flour. You actually get three or four options when you go through that section. And you can see the people, they get excited to have choices. And that also helps make that experience a lot better.
Real quickly, the face of the poor in our community, they're working by and large. Some of them maybe don't go to the food pantry every month. It's like every third month.
Right.
In other words, they make it most months, but all of a sudden they're just at the end of their rope. And I mean, it's like, I got to feed my kids.
And there's another thing that I've noticed too, is sometimes somebody gets injured or hurt and they just are out of work for a month or two where they're not able to support their family in that respect as well. And we'll get some of those people, and I see them just once or twice, but I try to make that relationship, and I'll still see people around town that maybe just come once or twice. And it does form relationships with those that come in. And that's probably just as important or more important than the food pantry itself, because we want to be a support system for those in the community as well. Not just here's a can of food, but if they need support in other ways, we want to be there for those people that are in the community.
And they have a mobile truck that goes out to Bowen, Liberty, Rushville, and Mendon, as well as to the housing subdivisions here in Quincy, Indian Hills, and Frederick Ball and Lampe. And there again, a chance to bring that fresh, wholesome food to folks where they live, because when you're poor, you oftentimes don't have access to transportation. There's a variety of things. So if you can help the Open Hands Food Pantry, one of the things you can do is go to their Festival of Lights. So tell us about it again. Recap.
Okay, quick recap on Monday, December 2nd, the Festival of Lights from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. We will have volunteers there to collect food items, non-perishable food items that are within date, which would be canned goods or box goods. Bring those. If you have one item, you'll get $1 off your admission. If you bring two or more items, you'll get $2 off of that admission. And that's only for that one night. I guess I need to emphasize that, too. If you bring that on Tuesday, it's not going to be good. It's only for Monday, December 2nd. And I want to make sure that's emphasized as
okay.
Well.
Well, the Lutheran Church of St. John, Hy-Vee, thanks to them and the Festival of Lights teaming up. Come out Monday night, December 2nd, anytime from 5 to 9. Bring one or two non-perishable food items. Get a discount. Admission, enjoy the lights, enjoy the warmth that you're giving to people with the Open Hand Food Pantry. Steve Bartow, always great to have you on. We'll talk to you again, because this reason and this season never ends. So thank you very much.
Thank you.